This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong-Ulrich. Let's get back to some listener questions. Penny now joins us from Santa Monica, California. Penny's 56. She works full-time. And she's facing a really big decision, to buy or not to buy. That's the question because home prices and mortgage rates are rising in many areas, leaving some first-time home buyers wondering, is this the right time? Welcome, Penny.
Hi.
Penny, why? I always ask folks when they're about to buy a home, why now?
Well, mainly last summer, my neighborhood got so noisy that I could barely stand it. And I kept complaining to friends about the noise. And finally, people were like, well, maybe this is a sign that you're supposed to move. And I started looking into buying a place and looking at some of these first-time home buyer grants that you can get from Los Angeles. But the areas that I was looking into, I realized were not going to be Santa Monica. So I actually ended up sort of giving it up for a while because I was really intimidated by the price of the homes that were in the area I wanted to live in were just so outrageous.
Yeah, but Penny, you mentioned a sign, that it was a sign. And it's interesting because a lot of folks, sometimes me included, we make decisions based on gut a little bit. But there are other things, there are other aspects to this home buying and history that you have that's really interesting.
My mother, we had moved to Arizona from Michigan, where we had sort of an idyllic life. And we moved to Arizona because I had lung problems, my mom had lung problems. And soon after we moved there, my dad died. So my mother was a widow in Arizona, and she had a problem with drinking. And so we lived in a lot of apartments that were not really good for kids. And then she got sober in AA, and during that time, part of the AA program is all about, you know, trying to live your life the way your higher power's will is. My mother made a real point of stressing that to us and using it kind of like as a teaching moment. And she had decided that we needed to live in some place that was better for kids. And she ended up driving through this neighborhood that was a very middle-class neighborhood and just felt inspired to drive up the street. And she found a home there that was for sale by an owner, and it wasn't even listed anywhere. And she felt that it was a sign from God, and she bought the house. So it was a wonderful place to live. But unfortunately, my mother started having health problems. She did start drinking again. And during that time, all the people in the neighborhood were just wonderful to us. And if we had lived in any of those other apartments that we'd lived in before my mom got sober, I have no idea what would have happened to us.
Penny, what about, do you make any of your other financial decisions? I mean, where does faith fall in terms of your, you know, we each have kind of a mentality or a tradition or approach to personal finance that can be very tied, not just to the community and to our memories of our parents, but also to spirituality. So, for example, I was raised with tithing, you know, giving to the church a certain percentage of your income. How, for you, Penny, what else, you know, where else is that influence in terms of decisions you make with your money?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, and a lot of the decisions that I've made, like when I decided to move from Arizona to Santa Barbara to go to photography school, I hated Arizona, and I really felt inspired that I needed to do something. And it was when I started thinking about moving to California and applying for photography school, it became the most effortless thing that I could have ever imagined. And that, I felt like I was completely aligned with what God wanted for me. And it ended up being a really amazing experience. They said that our class at that time was the nicest people they'd ever met. So I think with the bigger decisions in life, I'm really good at sort of listening to what God wants for me. But I would say that kind of my Achilles heel is that once I get there, sometimes planning for the little things, I'm not so open to that. You know, I'm a little bit more running the show myself rather than trying to figure out what God wants for me.
What do you feel is most important? Let's say, let's give me a 1, 2, 3 on buying that home. You know, community we know is very important. But what else? Because this is a commitment that you're going to stay put for a while.
Definitely. I would say, it's so funny because I love where I live now because there's a lot of places to walk. And then safety.
Now, at first you mentioned budget and you mentioned, you know, being able to afford what. Do you see this as kind of, it's going to be a real give and take in terms of your commute that you're going to have to spend more in terms of time and money on gas and all of that? What are you going to compromise so that you can get those top three things?
I probably will have to compromise commute.
And also, Penny, you know, you're actually close to retirement age at 56.
Right.
Yeah, because there is a cost to taking on a mortgage, especially a 30-year mortgage at the age of 56 when you're close to retirement, that you may not be able to realize and enjoy the full potential of, you know, being a homeowner.
Exactly.
Also, too, that commute, you know, and what would happen if you were to stay in that apartment until you retire, and then you could move to wherever you wanted. But it's a kind of a real toss-up. It's kind of the cost of the commute and your health and the stress versus owning that home, and that's something that you definitely can think about and weigh the alternatives.
Exactly. That's what my sister, who's brilliant, told me. She was like, Penny, you know, it costs a lot of money to buy a house. You know, why don't you just stay where you are until you retire? And, you know, everything she always tells me is always right. So I have.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, she's very, very, very smart woman.
And I'm sure that you will pray on it. And then you will let me know where you decide and what you end up doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is interesting giving this, you know, really looking at it and even just talking with you now. It does make me really appreciate what I do have. Like,
yeah.
I am very fortunate to have this apartment in Santa Monica and to have a good job. And maybe this is what God's will is for me right now.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Penny.
Thank you. You've given me some things to think about.
Head over to MarketplaceMoney.org for more tips on how to avoid some common home buying mistakes.